Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I absolutely know after having lived 60 years now. God wastes nothing. Not our sorrows, not our wounds, not even our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, I Delight in You, from my live worship recording called I Will Trust You. Now, this song came to me on June 22nd, way back in 1993. It was inspired partly by Psalm 147, verses 1 through 6, which says this, Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is becoming. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars. He gives names to all of them. Great is our Lord and abundant in strength. His understanding is infinite. The Lord supports the afflicted. And skipping to verse 11, it says, The Lord favors those who fear him, those who wait for his loving kindness. One day, way back in 1993, as I meditated on Psalm 147 and realized how much delight God takes in me, I was overwhelmed with a sense of gratitude. You see, when I think about my life before I realized that God loved me, it becomes very easy to be grateful. I cannot think about my deliverance from the bondage of sin without thinking of the many instruments he used to set me free, namely ministries like the second chapter of Acts, the rock band from the 60s and 70s and 80s, and Keith Green, my friend Chuck King, and several others along the way, many others, more than I can even count here. I had the opportunity personally to thank my friend Annie Herring, lead singer and main songwriter for the band Second Chapter of Acts, for her role in God's ministry to my life. And a couple of years earlier, had the opportunity to express to her sister, Nellie Gryson, the same thing. And I've gotten to know Matthew Ward through the years, the brother of the group. As I thanked God for their lives and their place of ministry to me, God gave me this song, which I now dedicate to them, the second chapter of Acts. Even though this song is for them, it is the song of all the redeemed. And I still say God takes more delight in our presence than we could possibly take in his. Just go back and read Psalm 147 when you get a chance, and you'll see what I mean. And how about Romans 8, which says this, Romans 8:35, Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? And skipping to verse 37, But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. One of the most unique things about this song is that it is both worship song and song of deliverance wrapped up into one. It is meant to be a conversation between me and my Heavenly Father. And in this version, my dear friend Greg Sloan sings the part of the Father. So listen and be blessed.
Been good to me.
Father, thank you so much for taking so much delight in our presence. We're taking more delight in our presence than we take in yours. Help us to learn to delight in you and delight ourselves in the things that you call holy and good and righteous and pure. Thank you for your presence with us today, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 139, verses 1 through 14 says this. This is a psalm of David. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You understand my thought from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down, and are intimately acquainted with all my ways. Even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all. You have enclosed me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high. I cannot even attain to it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there your hand will lead me, and your right hand will lay hold of me. If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me, and the light around me will be night, even the darkness is not dark to you, and the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are alike to you. For you formed my inward parts, you wove me in my mother's womb. And I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. That's awesome, guys. That's intimate love right there. Let us become as children today, simply trusting our Father by delighting in his presence and allowing him to lavish his great redeeming love upon us. Let's sing to him. And while we're at it, let's listen for his song being sung over us. Today's episode is being brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, since my health has been brought to the forefront of my life, I've had to get creative in the way I get my message out there. And through a wonderful new technology, I can do just that. But I need your help. This new service is called Patreon, and you can become a member or a patron of my team at www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. Would you mind checking it out and consider becoming a patron? Just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. And to help you in the renewal of your own mind and to help you take your thoughts captive, don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, and anywhere else you buy books online. Or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. And while you're at it, if you don't mind, pick up a few as gifts for those you think might be blessed by it. Thank you, as always, for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of the song I Delight in You from the live recording I Will Trust You, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this if you remember nothing else today: God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.